Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, honey. It is Sunshine Saturday around here. We having a fabulous time. It is June 11, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa, members in UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patwardhan. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. Gumpa Rum, GumpaRum.com. That's GumpaRum.com. GumpaRum.com. Now, listen, y'all, I ain't got but two more days, today and tomorrow. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumpa Rum, and he had the nerve to leave me up in here all by myself. All up in here by myself. You know, Steve just went on down to New Orleans. I am telling you, he's down there having the time of his life today and tomorrow. I'm telling you, he just went on out of here. I'm telling you, all I saw was dust going behind him. I'm telling you what's true. Now, listen, y'all. The reason why he in New Orleans, it is the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. Oh, Lord. I hope he at least send me a plate or bring me a plate or some, a piece of crumb or a piece of bread. You know what I mean? Mr. Magoo, don't you start up in here. No, ain't no crawfish boil going on up in here. That's in New Orleans, honey. Put your glasses on backwards and pay attention. Okay, now listen, y'all, listen. He's at the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo, okay? That's today and tomorrow. If you have not experienced Gumpa Rum, you can get a sip and a sample and try Gumpa Rum in New Orleans, Louisiana. We do have two flavors of Gumpa Rum. We have silver, which is infused with coconut, and vanilla. Gumpa Gold, which is infused with vanilla. It is yum, 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 and it is smooth. It's wicked smooth, baby. Really, really smooth. It's smoother than my chocolate skin, baby. It is just that smooth, baby. Now, listen, I got some really, really hot music on today. Special musical showcase is on today, and musical salute to Afro Zaga. Yes, he is an African artist, independent artist from Africa. He really has a really nice tune. Y'all going to enjoy it. His song, the name of his song is called Bubble, A Bubble, A Bubble, A Bubble. Now, listen, then I also have Cedric B. I mean, just like Al Sure. He just like Al B. Sure. Cedric B. His song is Love Equal Drug. And also Caitlin Vela, V-E-L-A, Summer Bay. Now, y'all know Mama always got a lesson. So I don't know which life's blessing it's going to be today, but it's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy and hot. And also, I got some music by Amber. Ooh, she got a hot one. Her song is called Back in Love. Now, I'm telling you, listen, y'all. Her beat and her song is just bad. Y'all gonna love it. And also, I do have on today some music from Set Still. You know, every time I say the name of that artist, I just be like, do I really got to Set Still? Listen to the music. But listen, y'all, I'm telling you, up first is coming up Summer Bay by Caitlin Vela. Her song is Summer Bay. It's real sweet. It's a real sweet song, y'all. And I love it because we all can relate to our Summer Bay. I kind of like this song, you know, because it takes me down memory lane, thinking about all my summer love. You know, y'all know what it's like. You've been young before, and even us seasoned people, we have Summer Bays, too. So listen, this is Summer Bay by Caitlin Vela, V-E-L-A.
Walking together hand in hand, on a trip with you, oh, it's so grand. Happy thoughts and no bad news, that's what it's like when I'm with you. Hey, I just wanna be held tight in your arms, away from the harm, I'm loving your charm. Wake up in the morning, I'm next to your face. You're etched in my brain, I rest in your space. Looking up to brighter days, forget about that starstruck haze. Being around you is all I crave. You're my endless summer bay. Looking up to brighter days, forget about that starstruck haze. Feet on the ground, my head's in space. You're my endless summer bay. crashing waves. Oh, and it's right and I'm in a mood. Just vibing right along with you. Hey, I just wanna be outside in your arms, away from the harm. I'm loving your charm. Wake up in the morning, I'm next to your face. You're etched in my brain, I rest in your space. Looking up to brighter days. Forget about that starstruck.
Hey, that is Caitlin Vila. She really has a really, really great voice. She really does. Y'all hear the note that she hits? I'm telling you, she hits the note and hold it. And that's what y'all got to learn to do. Even you got to practice. You got to practice on holding those notes the way she do. She really did a fantastic and marvelous job. Now, listen, I'm going to tell a quick summer story, Summer Bay. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all know I like to entertain, but now this is a real story. This is a real story. One of my oh, Lord. Here we go. When I'm going to my summer bays. Now, listen, my sisters, I had two sisters, you know, growing up. Now, we wasn't blood sisters, but we just said we were sisters because everybody kept saying we looked so much alike, and we really was tight. We really was really tight. We grew up from little kids on up to adults and everything. So, listen now. Listen, these my two sisters, you know, they had friends that would always come over to visit them. They worked. Now, we had got to be teenagers and whatnot, so they had their own vehicles, and my sisters, the older girl, Her boyfriend had a car. He would come over all the time. We'd go, you know, we'd go cruising and whatnot. You know, y'all folks go cruising. So one time they came over, and it was a young man that was with them. I said, oh. So they introduced me to the young man and whatnot. Now, y'all stay with the story. So it turns out Caesar ended up being my summer bae. And I mean, we was just inseparable. I'm telling you what's true. So every time my sister and her boyfriend, you know, came home from work. They worked. They was managers at a restaurant. They would come home from work, and Caesar would be with them, of course, because we lived in the same building. And so we would be hanging out and everything. Me and Caesar would be on the back seat, always into it. My sister, would y'all stop that? Because every time we'd be making out lovey-dovey facey, kissy face, all the time. Right now, listen. Now, this is my summer bae. Now, this story don't end too good. Let me tell y'all something what happened. Now, that was my summer bae. Oh, we was just so entwined with one another, right? One day I was at home. My telephone rings. I say, hello. And she say, may I speak to Angel? And I say, oh, Lord, I want to know who is this. She say, this is Jacqueline. There was a real name, Jack. She say, this is Jacqueline. They call her Jack. She say, this is Jackie. She said, I want to know what you're doing with my husband. I say, what? Now, they wasn't really married. It's common law because they lived together. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, yeah. You and Caesar. I found your phone number in Caesar's pocket. I said, oh, my Jesus. Well, I said, well, you better talk to him. And I said, now, don't call me no more because I didn't know nothing about he had somebody living with him. Now, listen. Talked to that woman one time, and I went to talk to my sister. I said, what in the hell y'all doing? This man got somebody. Well, yeah, he always be talking to other women. I said, well, if you knew that, why you didn't tell me? You know what I mean? And nonetheless, they had five kids together. They had five kids. So now he comes. Now this month's all a thing now. So I thought, the next day he comes over. They didn't tell him that I knew that I had talked to his common law wife, Jackie. Now listen. He comes over, And he sat down and looking at him, and he looked at me, and he says, we need to take a walk. So we take a walk down the street, and he sat me down right there at the end of the block. And I'm looking at him like, I wonder what he going to say, because I'm already knowing what's going on. He said, well, I need to tell you something. I say, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, well, me and so-and-so is living together. I said, what? I said, well, what do you want with me then? I said, now, what is going on? He said, well, I still want to see you, yada, 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 and all these excuses, things ain't going so right. So anyway, the point of this is, y'all, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. These people out here, I'm telling you, this is about your circle. Now, this was my sister. They didn't even tell me what was up there. The man had a girl already. And I'm like, this is my summer band. I'm thinking, man, is truly single, ain't got nobody. Come find out he got five kids now, five children. I say, now, this is just too much. So listen, y'all, listen. Y'all need to do your interviews real good. When you meet somebody, I don't care if somebody introduces you to them, do your interview real good. That's what I do from now on. But since that happened, I say, well, I ask folks straight out. You living with somebody? Are you really single? Or are you seeing somebody? So, you know, so I ask folks straight up, and they just look at me kind of funny. But I'm like, I ain't got time to be going through this kind of craziness. So listen now. That's a true life story. That's a true life story. Now, listen, next song that's coming up, it's by Cedric B., and it is Love Equals Drug. I know that story didn't end well, but that was a true life story. I'm telling you. Now, listen, that summer they came to a crashing halt, and I mean, it was like thunder, lightning, and everything was crashing down. I wanted to take the grass off the ground and put it on top of his head. I'm telling you, I wanted to do everything, but I did not. I remained and kept my composure. I really did. I am telling you what, too. So listen, up next is Cedric B., Love Equal Drug. Now, what a song to play after a story like that. I am telling you, this is Love Equal a Drug.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Great media in the house. Cedric B., Love is a Drug. Come on.
Love is a drug. I'm into it. Maybe I'm sick, but I got a headache. Can't get enough. And I'm a fiend, can't control it, but I hold it down. I hate what it does.
Come on.
Yeah, I gotta have it. I'm a savage. I'm addicted to love. Feeding in the kid, giving up. Addicted to the silly, crazy thing called love. Gotta have your loving girl each and every day. Please say you'll never go away. You need the dope, man, please give me my face. Chocolate brown sugar, won't you put it up in the mix? On my knees, pray to the Lord above. Please save me, cause I'm addicted to it, give me my fix. Give me my fix, gotta have it. Love is a drug. I think into it, maybe I'm sick, but I gotta have it. Can't get enough. And I'm a fiend, can't control it, but I hold it down. I hate what it does.
I'm a savage.
wakes up this morning. I'm so horny, I text my ex, are you lonely? Make up for a favor, I do it, it just like a drug deal. You don't do it, then I'm sure another girl will. What's the deal? Like my pill, boy, like my medication. So come on over, so I can release this sexual frustration.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
I'm addicted to it, give me my fix.
Addicted to it, give me my fix. Gotta have it, can't get enough. Addicted to it, maybe I'm sick, but I gotta have it, can't get enough. Can't get enough. And I'm a fiend, can't control it, but I hold it, can I have what it's not. Yeah, gotta have it, gotta have it. I'm a savage, I'm addicted to love. I gotta have it, gotta have it, I gotta have it.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up? That's Cedric B, love equal a drug. He is addicted to it. Y'all hear, he addicted to it. Oh, Lord, Lord, I tell you. Now, listen, y'all know something? Now, do y'all know the difference between love, really being in love, and being addicted to the feeling of being in love? Now, y'all, you know, I know this ain't no dating and relationship show, but let me tell y'all something. I did some episodes at a station once, not too long ago, a couple of years away, right before COVID, a couple of years back. And I was talking about a lot of relationships and dating, had a lot of experts on when it came to relationships and things like that. And they were talking about actually being in love versus wanting to, you're chasing after the feeling of being in love. And they were talking about the difference. Now, you know, the song, I love the song Love Equals Drugs, but it just reminds me of a life lesson when it comes to love. So listen, y'all ask yourself, are you really, do you really know the difference between being in love and then versus chasing the feeling of wanting to be in love? Now, it's two different things. It's two different things. And so, and it does affect, and it's a whole different show, it does affect your brain and the chemical reaction that you have in your brain when you keep wanting to have that feeling over and over again. It's kind of deep, I know. But listen, listen, if some individuals, if that's the case, trying to have that feeling over and over again, and you're chasing after, not love, but you're chasing after the feeling of wanting to be in love, and then one relationship's in, and then you do it all again, because it wears off. It wears off. It's almost like adrenaline. It's like an adrenaline rush of wanting to have that feeling over and over and over and over and over, and over again. So listen, you know, make sure, just do your own inventory. It's good to do your own inventory, you know, whether you're really looking for love or are you chasing something, are you chasing a feeling, because it's two different things, two different things. Some people just have the need and the want to continue to be in different relationships with different people because they're chasing a feeling of wanting to feel like they're in love, but they're not. So it's two totally different things, and it's really therapeutic to go through therapeutic sessions, and this ain't no therapist show. So listen, that's why I'm trying to keep it short. So listen, really, it's a real thing, and you really have to do some soul searching to find out if you're doing that or if you're really searching for the one. And sometimes it can be really closely interrelated. You got to really be careful with that. So listen, let me tell you, I got some more music that's coming up. I got Amber. Oh, she got a hot one, y'all. Back in love. It is hot. Hot, hot, and you're gonna love the beat. And also Afro Zaga, he's out of Africa. He's an independent artist as well. His song is called A Bubble, A Bubble, Bubble. But what's coming up right now is Back in Love. Y'all gonna love Miss Amber, Back in Love. Honey, I heard the song. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a bad bopping beat. It got a bad beat, baby. So listen, don't bag up, don't pull up to the bumper, but just keep on flowing and go forward on this one, because it's bad and y'all going to love it. It is Back in Love. Kind of reminds me of that song, LTD, Back in Love. But listen, y'all, check this out. It's hot. Put it in your music library. You want to put this one in your music library for show, for shizzle. Listen, here we go, Back in Love. All right. That is Back in Love. That is super hot. Y'all know it's going to be climbing on the charts. That is Hot Bad Beat. It is really awesome. Listen, also, on that particular single, she is featuring Michael Alexander. Yes. And so that song has already been released. It is Back in Love. That's Amber Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. You can find her on all streaming platforms. You can look for Amber Claire, A-M-B-E-R-C-L-A-I-R-E. That's her tag. Also, Back in Love. You can use the hashtag Back in Love as well as hashtag Michael Alexander. Yes, you can. So listen, that's a hot, hot song. And listen, she's a singer, songwriter, and interviewer originally from Australia. She's now residing in Los Angeles. So you guys check that out on all major streaming platforms. Hashtag Amber Claire and hashtag Back in Love. Also, hashtag Michael Alexander. Now, y'all check this out. What's coming up next is Afro Zaga. Y'all check him out. Last name is Z-A-G-A. Name of the song is Bubble, Bubble, Bubble. Hold on to your hat, baby.
She gon' ride my way, she gon' ride my way. Oh, we gon' do it all night, she gon' make my day. Now act like you see me, baby, rockin' bikini. Baby, where I'm not been, baby, tell me when it's in. She get the Bible app, she got that bikini ass. She gon' do the split, then she know that it. She like it from the back, I like it from the back. She throw it from the back, baby throw it back.
Baby you got it,
baby. Bubble.
Baby you got it, baby.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got it,
baby. Bubble.
Baby you got it, baby.
The nasty bubble.
Baby you got it,
baby. Bubble.
Baby you got it, baby.
They got me bubble.
Baby you got it,
baby.
Bubble. Baby you got it, baby.
The nasty bubble. The top and she shorts and I'm tall. Every pussy do it all. That's all she can make me come. Talking on me, baby. Wanna smoke with me, baby. She like it fast, I like it slow. She wanna smash, I wanna love. All night, any pose. Take my baby on my toe.
And I know that I'm in love.
Bubble. You can find the artist Afro Zaga, Z-A-G-A, on Instagram. That's going to be his handle is Afro underscore, S-A-F-R-O underscore, Z-A-G-A. Artist name, once again, is Afro underscore, Z-A-G-A, on Instagram. Up next is going to be Set Still. The name of this particular single is Transcriptions. I want y'all to take a listen to this. I'm going to put it up in your ear. I want y'all to check the sounds and the tune. Listen, also while you're on Facebook all day long, y'all know it's Saturday. We're on Facebook and in the way. Use the keyword the Fierce Female Network when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So right now, this is going to be Transcriptions. Y'all take a listen. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. Let's get on down with it.
I
I'll never be the same. My careless intersection, I'm careless now to blame. Not for lack of care, I'm excessively ashamed. Does anyone know my name?
Hey, that was Set Still. The name of that one was Transcriptions. It's been a Stone Cold Blast on the Saturday afternoon. Guess what, y'all get to come back and do it all over again. And once again, it was a musical showcase and musical salute for the artists Cedric B., Amber Claire, Caitlin Vela, V-E-L-A, and Set Still. Also, Afro Zaga, Z-A-G-A. That's Afro Zaga, Z-A-G-A. And I'll be back later on today. Going to do it all over again. Going to be rocking and rolling. Now, listen, y'all down in New Orleans, don't y'all be trying to eat up and drink up everything that Steve Gum got down there. So listen, y'all take it easy. I'm going to be back late on this afternoon. And
you motivated. You motivated. You winning.